City officials have tried to do something with the Willets Point area of Queens for decades, but have failed. Now it's Mayor Bloomberg's turn. He wants to turn the 60 acres of garages, mechanic shops, and junkyards into a regular city neighborhood, complete with sanitary sewers. But it's unclear what would happen to the roughly 260 small businesses who will not be allowed to remain. Despite the city's promises to relocate as many of those businesses as possible, WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter reports that a mix of resistance and resignation is in the air.
You got truck drivers, you got housekeeping people, construction people.
They call it the Iron Triangle, or sometimes affectionately, the junkyard. But it seems that its days as maybe New York's most distinctive manufacturing district are coming to an end. 61 acres, a couple hundred lots and workshops, Willets Point is a little mecca of small industry and auto repair, wedged between Shea Stadium and the Grand Central and Van Wyck expressways. To some New Yorkers, especially those without a car, the place is a vestige and an eyesore. The streets are rutted, the workshops look ramshackle and random. But to others, it has been and still is a valued destination.
Everybody in Queens knows about the junkyard, even in Bronx.
People like Freddie Pache come here to get things fixed, fast and cheap. On this day, Pache is dealing with a faulty power window on his minivan.
If I go to a car dealer, I had to buy the whole thing with the regulator and the motor. They sell together. Here, they just fix the motor and they put it right there.
Now the city plans to shut down the zone, buying out the businesses or declaring eminent domain. Pache says he'll follow his repair guy, so long as he relocates in Queens. Pache lives in Corona nearby. But shop owners like Yuri Torres say connoisseurs come to Willets Point from way beyond the five boroughs.
I got customers from Connecticut, from Jersey, from a lot of different states.
Because this point has good reputation, everybody knows, you know, they can get the parts.
Hafiz Khan is standing at the entrance of his lot. Willets Point may look improvised, but to him, it's been all opportunity and investment.
Well, I saw this place about like 15 years ago. That time I came as a customer, so now I'm as the owner.
Khan has got cars stacked up three or four high on metal structures in different states of disrepair. He's got four employees, a 20,000-square-foot lot, and big worries about what happens to his investment.
This not only like a little shop, it's a huge business. You know, we have like 200 cars. I mean, if they come here and build a new place, that people, I mean, where are they going to go?
Willets Point has been a redevelopment target since the days of Robert Moses. But the Bloomberg administration vision is making its way successfully so far through the planning process. Next year, the city plans to select a developer to turn this place into housing, office, and retail, including a hotel and a convention center. After all, LaGuardia Airport is 5 minutes away, and Citi Field, the new Mets stadium, is right across the street. That would be across the first paved street. With huge puddles everywhere and no sewers or sanitation, no one disagrees that the current condition of Willets Point is unacceptable.
No water, nothing. No, like it's a whole country.
Just go and wash a car, but I have to get out of here. You can see my car, look at that.
No hay nada, no hay baños sanitario.
In front of his repair shop, Rudy Rosario explains that to use the bathroom, people here have to go to one of the little restaurants that have septic tanks.
La gente va y si no, muchos sufren de dolor.
Yo no puedo creer que en Estados Unidos, Norteamérica, exista.
Cecilia Diaz, whose husband Herman has a large auto shop, points to Citi Field, nearly finished and gleaming, and then back to the grimy street. Incredible, she says, that you'd see such a contrast here in the United States.
Se ve lo bueno y lo malo, pero en un cambio de visión total.
I've been here over 20 years. City never come around, fix the road, nothing. But they get the tax, though.
Pedro Gonzalez is a truck driver here. After his shift, he relaxes over a beer with a couple of younger guys in front of a little diner in the middle of the industrial area. The point he makes is one that comes up here all the time.
I don't understand why the city wants to take over the land, because everybody pay tax over here, you know. Everybody make honest living.
We're poor people, says Rudy Rosario, immigrants who came here for opportunity, who work hard and play by the rules. You hear a sense that what's going on here simply isn't fair. People here have kept Willets Point a working commercial hub despite horrible infrastructure, and the reward is to get shut down.
pero al mismo tiempo nosotros sabemos que la ciudad debe progresar, pero también...
Rosario says, of course the city has to make progress. But he and other business owners and workers at Willits Point are disappointed that the vision of progress that seems likely to triumph is one that makes no room for them. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
The City Planning Commission holds a hearing on the rezoning tomorrow. The council will vote on the plan in November.